With his cowboy hat, boots and a suit, few Texas politicians cut quite the figure Sid Miller does, which makes sense as a de facto ambassador, part of his job in a way, promoting Texas-made food and the like. But when an investigation by the Houston Chronicle alleged Miller's trips to Oklahoma and Mississippi, paid for by state and campaign money, weren't all business, the Texas Rangers stepped in to investigate. The Chronicle alleged Miller's trips to Oklahoma and Mississippi earlier this year involved getting a pain injection known as the Jesus shot and participating in a rodeo contest. He says he reimbursed state and campaign coffers. Well, last week, prosecutors announced they would not be filing formal charges over his use of funds. Too hard to prove criminal intent, they said. When we sat down with the Ag Commissioner at the Tribune Festival, he told me he did get the Jesus shot in Oklahoma, but that the reports on his trips were politically motivated.
It was politically motivated, an attack. The trip about that wasn't about that at all. I actually had a meeting with the agriculture secretary in Oklahoma and went up there. You know, I'd been in office less than 30 days, and they don't give you an Ag Commissioner Academy to go through or a training course. It was just they hand you a key and say, hey, you got a $6 billion business. Good luck. So I went up there to meet with the Secretary of Agriculture to glean his mind, try to get my hands around. I did the same thing in Mississippi and Louisiana. I went and visited with those commissioners, and they've kind of been mentors of mine to help me, you know, understand just exactly what the department is up against. And that's what the trips were really about. That was never reported in the press.
Did you feel any sense of relief when prosecutors said they weren't going to press charges in this
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I knew the facts. I knew that there wouldn't be anything, even though it was, the Travis County Public Integrity Unit and Rosemary Lindbergh that was doing that. Same people that went after Rick Perry and Tom DeLay. But I was confident that we hadn't, committed anything wrong. So it was just basically, no smoke, no fire. It was just a politically motivated false alarm.
As I'm sure you're aware, Twitter sort of amplifies a lot of the criticism and mm-hmm. everything. And I know that right after prosecutors said they weren't going to press, people were saying, oh, well, what a sweet deal. Commissioner Miller is able to use $500, but so long as he'll pay it back, everything's fine. But that's not the way it would work for everyday Texans. What would you say to that kind of criticism?
Well, I paid that back out of abundance of criticism when some of the reporters started. Actually, the trip to Mississippi, I paid back as soon as I got back because my meeting fell through. And I didn't have that. I did have the meetings with the two different meetings with the agriculture commissioner there, but I'd originally gone down there to meet with the Catfish Institute and Roger Barlow, and that meeting fell through, and that was the main purpose of the trip. So when I returned, I actually reimbursed the state for that.
But you got some rodeo action in, though, didn't you?
Well, is that just a tall tale? Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, I went to the horse show, but I didn't go to the rodeo.
I guess, you mentioned a little bit earlier that there's no instruction manual for an agriculture commissioner. As you look in the rearview mirror, you wish you'd done things differently on those trips?
I wish I hadn't come under the scrutiny. My predecessor had 23 PIRs, public information requests, his last year in office. My first year I had 1,600. So, I feel pretty good, actually, out of that many inquiries, that's all that they could come up with. And even the Travis County said there's nothing there. We're not going to pursue the grand jury. So I feel pretty good about that, actually.
Does all that make it hard for you to do your job as an agriculture commissioner?
It makes it hard on the department. It doesn't affect me any because I don't look up the PIRs. We usually had one lawyer to do that. We ended up having to put five people on that full time. It was a cost to the taxpayers that shouldn't have been there. That's pretty much stopped. I guess they've looked at every email and every invoice and every contract that we've ever had. We've been highly, highly scrutinized, and we feel pretty good about where we are. We think we're doing things right.
Do you feel like all that stuff is in the rearview mirror now? You can get on with your job?
Oh, it is. For the last 20 months, I've completely torn down the agriculture department and restructured it, modernized it, put in a lot of efficiencies. We've increased our Farm Fresh program, Farm to School program. I caught a lot of flack over giving amnesty to cupcakes and throwing back all the mandates.
I recall that, but, yes, right.
It's been a very huge success.
Sid Miller is the Texas Agriculture Commissioner. Sir, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.